If you like baseball, then this is your show. Noah and Brian and Adam will host. Trashing on the umps and making hot takes. We love Joe Panic because he rakes.
Yeah!
It's Nonstop Baseball Podcast. It's Nonstop Baseball Podcast.
What is up, everybody? Welcome. Episode 130 of the Nonstop Baseball Podcast. The real opening week has begun. The Korea series, kind of fake. That's not the real intro to the year.
It's a scam.
It's a scam. It's not real. Those aren't, those games don't actually count as much as Major League Baseball would like you to think that they do. I am Adam, leading off this episode, joined by Brian.
How's it going?
No Noah this week, but that's, we'll get him back next week. He'll be all right.
Yeah, he's a traveling man. He's got to let the traveler travel.
Yeah, gotta let him go sometimes.
He's out there seeing the world, flapping his wings in the air. I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, you know, doesn't matter. Point is, we've had every team play a bunch. Some full series completed. How are we feeling, Brian?
Dude, I'm feeling great. You know, we are recording on Easter Day. I did not watch the Giants game today. So
it's a good one to miss.
keep that in mind when I talk about the Giants today, but I'm loving the state of this Giants team. And I honestly don't even care about them getting blown out today because the guy that uses the starter like wasn't supposed to be the starter all spring training. So it's kind of weird how it came together. But I don't know, man. I'm pumped baseball is back.
It feels good to be able to look at the, you know, like the scores of the day and you got every team playing.
Yeah, man.
That's right. That's good.
Just scrolling the scoreboard, seeing like how it went around the league, checking my baseball fantasy team. Even just like coming home from work on Friday night, flipping on the Giants game. Dude, I was sitting on the couch, big smile on my face. Just scrolling Twitter on my phone, watching the Giants game. I was like, man, does it get better than this?
Nah.
I love vibing on a Friday night, vibing on a weeknight. There's something like, weekend baseball's fun. But there's something about the like Tuesday night game, the Thursday night game, where it's like, there's nothing else going on. And you're just like coming home from work and you're just like, man, I gotta watch a baseball game right now.
Hell yeah.
I love that feeling, man. And I'm so glad that feeling is not going to be going away anytime soon.
Sir.
Because we are starting this.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you feeling about your Blue Jays?
You know, it's a mixed bag.
Okay.
Definitely some positive, definitely some negative. Today was a good one. They flip-flopped the series with the Rays. It was a nice four-game set. And, I think the parts I was concerned with, I'm less concerned about now. And the parts that I wasn't concerned with, I am now a little more concerned with.
It's kind of funny how that happens. Like, we're only four games in.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm very, like, it's very clear with me what I'm concerned with the Giants. As, like, you kind of just with the Blue Jays. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy how fast things just clear up.
Yeah, I mean,
like, oh, okay.
For sure. And also, granted, you know, yeah, four games, right? Like, it is not by any stretch,
no.
Like, a huge sample size. But yeah, I mean, you see them in a real game with the full actual lineups that, you know, you're going to play. It's not the spring training lineups where it's half starters or no starters. So, yeah, it's underway. He split the series with the Rays, and I don't hate that. That's a lot of worse ways that can go.
You know who's probably wishing the season hasn't started yet?
Boy, a few teams.
Well, especially the Rockies. Imagine giving up 14 runs in one inning.
Yeah, that's...
Boy, like, I didn't even mean to necessarily start here, but like it was just so... like I was thinking, like, what are some highlights so far in the season?
Dude.
14 runs in one inning is... insane.
I don't think there was, I want to say that there was not a team that scored 14 that day, except for the D-backs.
I mean, that day, yes, for sure. That was opening day, mind you, too. That's so insane. Like, there is nothing more demoralizing as a team going into opening day and losing, giving up 14 in an inning.
Oh, yeah, that's, man,
I mean, at least the Rockies won a game. They pulled out the Saturday win.
Yeah, they did. They pulled out the Saturday win. But yeah, I mean, there is not much of a worse feeling than your opening day starter going 2 1/3, giving up 10. That's rough.
Yeah, that is insane.
That is real bad. And then the dude that you come in to do damage control, giving up 6 more.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt. That's
rough. It's not
a recipe to win many games, I must say.
Yeah. Poor Anthony Molina, rocking a 1.62 ERA.
That's lovely.
That's not good. Not ideal. Yeah, Rockies, I think, definitely wish the season has not started yet. Maybe the most surprising series so far. Maybe one or two. There's two, I think, the big sweeps. The Astros are 0-4.
Yeah,
swept by the Yankees.
Yankees are looking good early.
Yankees are looking good, and I hate to say that they look good, but they look good. The Astros, I don't know. They didn't look bad. They just, they just got outdone.
I mean, they lost 4-3 today. Let's see, I'm gonna go through all the scores. I'm pretty sure they were all close games. 5-3 yesterday. Like, these were very, very close. Okay.
Friday was very close.
7-1.
7-1. But everything else was a 1 or 2 run game. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're there. The Yankees just came out to play. And sometimes that's going to happen. Like we said, like, things look more clear, but it's been a week. It's been one series. Like,
right. It's.
Yeah. Let's talk about this in a month. Who knows? Okay. But I do like the Yankees.
Yeah.
I've always been decently high on them. Let's be honest here. I'm essentially by proxy the resident Yankee fan because Noah's a Red Sox fan and you just
tragic.
Have a heavily dislike.
Yeah.
But I've been struggling, just side point, I've been struggling with my allergies all week. And man, I keep losing my breath while talking because I can't breathe through my nose. It is brutal.
Yeah. The other sweep, though, that I think is a little surprising, the Pirates are 4-0. They sweep the Marlins in two of those games being extra inning games. So also kind of a closer series. Granted, the other two games, a little bit more of the blowout variety. But
as Dallas Braden would say, raise it!
Dude, yeah, seriously. You know, granted, the Marlins not quite the caliber of team that the Astros are. But still, I mean, that's a surprising couple of teams to be holding it for sweeps. The only other one, the Detroit Tigers. Only other undefeated team as of right now. And
hey, the Tigers are kind of low-key exciting.
They are. Look, I mean,
Mark Canna. Like, that's a name I also did not know was on their team.
Also, again, Tigers played the White Sox, who suck.
Are trash.
They are bad. They are a garbage team. So, yeah. You know, not quite the caliber of opponent. But point is, you get it done.
And okay, so, 4 wins is still 4 wins.
That's 4 wins.
At the end of the day.
Yep.
Let's see. Who's someone who kind of came out flat? I mean, Phillies, that's tough to say against the Braves.
Phillies is a tough one. I mean, as far as teams that came out flat against teams that they probably should have been better against, the Mets would be one, although I don't really know about that. I didn't expect that much out of the Mets.
But like getting swept is a tough look for the Mets, even though like we kind of talked about it when we talked about the Mets, is like this team is not as good as we thought they should be.
Right. Yeah. I mean, other than that, I mean, teams that I think probably should have come out a little bit hotter, Cubs, but you're playing the world champs. It's you know, what are you going to do? You take one game out of that series, and honestly, I don't think
you take a
1-2
series of your Chicago.
Not mad.
So
it's hard to say anybody else has come out flat.
Yeah, that's tough.
I think for the most part, everything has been kind of as expected. Again, one series. But yeah,
a series that ended up as tied that I would say if you watched the whole series did not feel like a tied series. The Giants and Padres. I know I'm a Giants fan, but like game one, their bullpen blew it. They should have won that. They win the next two games. And then obviously Sunday, their starting pitcher, Dalton Jeffries, gets blown up.
They got a blow.
Which I have some complaints with this. They talked up Keaton Wynn as like Keaton Wynn coming in was supposed to be the number four guy. He gets hurt and he's been rehabbing. Well, for some reason, they decided he's going to pitch tomorrow against the Dodgers, which I don't hate because if you're going to use like a flex starter like Jeffries, I'd much rather have him throw against the Padres than the Dodgers.
Mm.
So like that's probably why Keaton Wynn's pitching tomorrow and Jeffries pitched today. But then they talked up Mason Black all spring training. Like, oh, he's going to be the fifth starter. He's the guy. And then they put him in AAA to start the season. He pitched six innings of no-hit baseball today in AAA.
Yeah.
It's like, why is the guy you hyped up to be the fifth starter not starting the game and you're calling up Dalton Jeffries, who's had two Tommy Johns?
Like, which is wild.
Which is wild.
That's wild.
Last time Dalton Jeffries pitched in a major league game was for Bob Melvin with the A's.
Yeah. Like, also, that's two Tommy Johns. He's not 30. He's not even old.
Yeah. No, so I don't know. I'm not. I think the Giants kind of beat themselves this series 2-2. I think if you're the Padres, you're happy with. If you're the Giants, I mean, there's a lot of positives to look. Jung Ho Lee looks so good hitting his first career home run yesterday. Dude, his hands through the zone are insane.
Dude, again, there's always people who are like, oh, he's coming from the KBO. Is he going to be able to get it? Like, the dude was like a 350 hitter in the KBO. Like,
yeah.
He's good. Like, the dude can hit. Like, he's going to be
fine.
And he
has a power swing. Like, that home run he hit yesterday, 109 off the bat.
Yeah, he's no slouch. Like,
no doubt.
Not like, a little dinky home run.
He hit a sack fly on, like, a fastball out of the zone. But, like, he got his hands there so fast. And even the sack fly was almost out. It was literally to the warning track. And he just kind of threw his hands at it. I was like, oh, my. The Giants are really sticking with Jorge Soler in the two-hole. And it has been horrendous so far. I don't know why.
He doesn't strike me as a two-hole guy.
He is not a two-hole guy, but it is what it is. They're figuring it out. Chapman, they've been batting in cleanup, and Chapman is looking unreal right now.
Yeah, like, that Chapman is looking like he did at the start of last year as well.
Yeah.
And granted, last year he fell off pretty hard, but boy, if he keeps it up, I mean,
yeah,
dude can rake.
Well, and he's not even the best hitter on the team right now. Like, Michael Conforto is looking like New York Mets Michael Conforto. Yeah. I mean, they always talk about how your second year after shoulder surgery is usually when you come back. Well, it's now Conforto's second year after shoulder surgery. And it was a pretty major shoulder surgery. So, dude, if Conforto really can get back to his New York Mets ways of hitting, I think this Giants lineup is going to be pretty solid. Like,
yeah,
they're just hitting the ball hard and play a lot. And that's a recipe for success.
Yeah.
So,
it's been a good look for him.
Yeah. Dude, I need to talk about Jordan Hicks, too.
Hicks looked good.
Dude, he's going to be a legit starter. Like, his biggest issue yesterday is he wasn't pounding the zone enough. He, like, let it go deep in counts a little too often and ran his pitch count up.
Yeah.
Which, if that's your only issue, bro.
Yeah, which, I agree, if that's your only issue, that's an easily fixable issue. However, if that's your only issue as somebody making a reliever transition, that is a little scary.
Yeah,
because it's not like you've got years of, you know, starting experience going deep into games.
Yeah.
You're used to your pitch count stopping in the 20s.
Yeah. I mean, so for me, I think the only reason I'm not as worried about it is it's his first start.
Sure.
So if we're 2 months down the road and it's still like, hey, you got to pound the zone more.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 months down the road, I'll be a little worried of, like, why is he not adjusting?
Yes.
But, like, let him get a little comfortable with the starting, get used to it, and see if he could do it. Him adding that splitter,
nasty,
in combination with his sinker and slider is unfair.
Yeah, and Hicks has one of the nastiest sinkers already. I mean, it is one of the nastiest sinkers in baseball.
Yeah. But yeah, having Logan Webb and Hicks in the same rotation, they're sinkers. Like,
gross.
What, nobody's sinker moves like Webb's does at the end of the day. Like, dude, he was getting 23 inches of break on his sinker.
That's stupid.
Like, yeah, it's not like 97 like Hicks, or pushing 100 a couple times like Hicks has.
Yeah.
But his is like 94 breaking 2 feet across the plate. Like, that thing is nasty. But Blake Snell should be coming back. And honestly, once Blake Snell's back,
yeah, your Jeffries is kind of...
Well, yeah, Jeffries leaving the rotation and Snell's going to enter.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm not worried about that. Yeah, huge upgrade. Calling up Jeffries didn't mean the end of an era. Joey Bart has been DFA'd. Not officially.
No, I mean, not gone. Picks but him up,
but he's likely to be gone. Very likely to be gone. Former number two overall pick, someone will give him a shot to be a backup catcher, see what he could do.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still, like, his defense has improved every year he's caught. You just need him to lay off the curveball in the dirt, and I think he could be a really good major league player. Laying off the curveball in the dirt is easier said than done. So, we'll see what happens with Joey Bart, but yeah, go for it.
No, it's just, it is easier said than done.
Yeah, no, curveballs in the dirt are not fun. So, I don't know. I'm very excited for the Giants, though. That's my little mini Giants rant. They have a 3-game series coming up against the Dodgers and then 3 more games against the Padres. So, it's a huge opening week and a half for the Giants.
It's wild that they are... I've never loved the just immediately replaying a team like that quickly.
Yeah, especially so weird. Like... Back in the day when you played your division more, it made sense.
Yes.
But now that you play your division, like, less, I think you play each team.
You have to play each team at least once.
7 times?
Yeah, I think it's 7 games. There's typically a home away. Yeah, so that means
the Giants and Padres will not play each other again after the first week and a half.
Yeah, which is weird.
There's no way that's true. Is that actually true?
No, you're playing every team like 7 games or something. You're playing your own division.
You play your division like 11.
Yeah, it's
something. Not much more. It used to be more, though.
It used to be way more. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
But now it's like 11. So back in the day when it was more, it's okay. Now I think you get 3 series. I think you get, you know, I think it's 2 3-game series and a 4-game series against each division guy.
That
which is cool.
Sounds more right.
Yeah. But why are the Giants and Padres playing twice in the first 3 series?
Oh, yeah. No, it's weird.
That's horrible.
There's a couple other, like, funky scheduling things that, like, I remember, let me find it again. Who is it for the Jays? It's the Royals for the Jays.
Yeah.
In April, the Jays play a 4-game set in Kansas City. Then they play the Dodgers. And then they play a 3-game set against Kansas City at home. And then they're done. They don't play Kansas City at all before or after that. That's
Giants
so
don't
weird.
Play the Dodgers after, like, the middle of July.
Yeah, it's super funky.
Not having a Giants-Dodgers series at the end of the season is a fatal error. Like, those rivalry series we need to see in September going into the playoffs.
Oh, I agree. I also think, like, the Jays have a similar problem where they have 2 big rivalry series. I say rivalry. It's Tampa Bay and the Red Sox back-to-back.
Yeah.
And then they close the season against the Marlins.
I mean, you have 5 teams in your division. Someone's always going to have to close out a division.
Yeah.
Like, it just is what it
someone
is.
Someone has to.
Honestly, yeah, someone has to. So, like, it's going to happen. It is what it is. It's weird.
But,
like, there still should be no scenario where, like, Giant, like, you should be playing your division towards the end with the few exceptions that are required.
Yep.
But it's not like it's just a few exceptions. Everybody's schedule is messed up. Like, it just
won't. Yeah. I don't know. It's got to be a nightmare to truly make a schedule like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't claim to be an expert, and I'm not gonna.
I just like to complain about.
Oh yeah, it's just fun to complain. But I mean we can complain about schedules all day.
Hey, shout out the Oakland A's not being in last place after the first series.
Hey, proud of them.
Hey, round of applause.
Hey, good.
Like,
hey,
you could set the bar where it's like, hey, they could have planted a flag and been like, we're going to be here all year, buddy. And
good on them, dude. Like, hey, Oakland Athletics, better than the Astros.
Hey, we're going to at least make it to the second series.
Official, dude.
Who do the A's play next? Do we believe? They played the Boston next.
They play Boston. Hey, that's possible. Hey. They could split that. Hey.
don't tell no one that.
They could split that. Who does who do the Astros play next? That's the shout real out question.
JD Davis, who's just taken going to Oakland with a stride, had a two bomb game, and afterwards they were talking in the interview. He's like, an Oracle those wouldn't have been out.
Astros play the Blue Jays and then the Rangers, which means they're going 0-10.
Imagine
their first
there's
game.
No way.
There's no way. There's I know you know why I think there's absolutely no way that happens is because the first game they play against the Blue Jays, I'm pretty sure the Blue Jays are starting Bowden Francis. So,
I don't think
it's gonna go well for the Jays.
I would say the reason it's not gonna happen is the Astros simply just have too much talent to not win a game in their first.
It's only gonna be the fact that they get to face Bowden Francis.
Okay.
No hate, by the way, to Bowden Francis. I like him a lot. I think he's a heck of a player, but he's not a starter. He's only in there because Alek Manoah does not remember how to pitch. And I think
is he still struggling?
Well, he's also I think he's technically hurt still, but he only made one spring training start and it was horrible. So, you know, we'll see. Jays are in a weird place.
Yeah. I mean, it happens early in the season. Like, I think the Giants are in a weird place because they don't want to put people on the 40-man roster because you know you have all these guys coming. Mm-hmm. Like, you have Alex Cobb coming, Blake Snell is coming in the next week, Cobb's coming by the end of the month, and then you have Robbie Ray later. So it's like you don't want to force all these like starting pitchers onto your 40-man, but you also like kind of need guys to get there.
Right.
That's how we end up with Dalton Jeffries getting.
Yeah, Jays are in the weird spot right now of kind of fishing for a fifth starter. I mean, Yario Rodriguez is not going to happen right now. Alek Manoah being both injured and just a huge question mark, who knows. The bullpen is currently a little bit thin because Swanson and Romano are still out, and then Jenis Cabrera tried to fight somebody, so he's suspended. So that's cool. Big fan of that one.
It's always great when your player gets suspended for trying to fight.
Yeah, I love that one. That's really cool. And like that's the thing was like coming into the season, I was like, dang, I mean, top four rotation for the Jays plus the bullpen, that's the part that I'm the most sort of stalwart faithful in. And the rotation still looked good. Not excellent by any stretch. But they still looked good. Chris Bassett's line looks a lot worse than it should. I'm actually kind of annoyed that they gave him some of those earned runs shouldn't be earned. He dealt with some bad defense. Berrios looked really good. Gausman looked really good. And then Kikuchi looked just okay.
Gausman is an absolute unit.
Gausman's absurd. Yeah.
I love Gausman. That guy. That's like one of the.
Yeah. Gausman.
That's one of the worst moves the Giants made.
Oh, it's a terrible move that the Giants made to let him walk. Gausman's biggest problem was pitch count because he had a really slow start for spring training and was hurt, and so he was pretty pitch count limited when he pitched today. So I think they pulled him at like 65 pitches or something. Okay. So that was really the only thing that held Gausman back today. Berrios was really solid. And yeah, Bassett just got hit by bad defense, which that is the thing that scares me right now about the Blue Jays. Their infield defense is not good. It's pretty bad.
So what's their infield looking like? First, Vladdy.
So that's a quest. That's the other interesting thing. So today the infield looked totally different, partly because Bo Bichette.
Probably
because
of the defense?
No, Bo Bichette was out for, I think, just some like shoulder something. I think he's going to be back tomorrow. So Bichette was out. So today's lineup had Ernie Clement, who is looked really, really good in spring training, earned his spot on the roster. So he was playing short.
I was about to say, I've never heard of him in my life.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason that you would have.
That's a niche prospect, though. That's like Tyler Fitzgerald on the Giants.
He's a niche prospect. He was in Cleveland's system for a really long time.
Oh.
And then the Jays picked him up last season, and he was playing AAA. He played a tiny, tiny bit for Cleveland, I think, a couple of years ago. Whatever, doesn't matter. Point is, he looked awesome in spring training, so he earned his spot. So he was playing short, and then I want to say IKF was at second, Justin Turner was at third. Then they gave Kiermaier the day off, so Varsho was in center, and then Davis Schneider was in left, and they've moved Kevin Biggio to right field. It was a weird setup for the Jays today.
How are you feeling about IKF?
You know, still kind of mixed. Okay. I still think, obviously, you don't have him for his bat, and he's not been bad as a hitter. I mean, technically, we've had worse hitters. Technically, Bichette's a worse hitter right now, statistically. But, I mean, his defense has been fine. It's not been awesome. I mean, the fact that Justin Turner is already getting starts at third is, you know, not ideal. It's not really where you wanted him. Kind of wanted him DHing most of the time. But it is what it is. No, the Jays just made a bunch of, like, funky errors. There was a pretty bad play by Bichette. Just a bad bobble that just didn't go well. There's been a lot of throws that have just soared past Vladdy for one reason or another. Infield defense has just been all over the place for the Jays. Not been ideal, but I mean, it happens. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Dude, Brady Singer is a player I think I was like way high. So he had a pretty solid 2022 year. Mm-hmm. And then going into the World Baseball Classic, I think I just like really read into the hype with Brady Singer. And I was like, coming out of the World Baseball Classic, I was like, this dude's going to be legit. And he was awful last year. 5.5 ERA, got blown up. Mm-hmm. But hey, first start of the season, 7 innings pitched, 10 aces. Punchies.
Aces.
Like, bro. If the Royals have something there, Cole Reagans is looking really good.
Dude, I told you.
I see it.
I was saying it. I was saying it. This Royals team, man. This rotation, what they've added into this rotation with Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha on top of Reagans and Singer, this Royals team can do work.
Is the AL Central low-key good?
No. No, it still isn't low-key good. But it's better than it was last year.
I don't know. The Tigers are undefeated.
It doesn't stink that bad. Okay, the Tigers scored. Look, all right, yes. The Tigers are undefeated with a whole 11 runs. It's
dude, their run differential is +3. 11 scored, 8 allowed.
Yeah.
Which, 8 allowed, that's something to say. But the Guardians, 3-1, played one more game. Their run scored is 29.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Almost 3 times.
The Tigers are 3-0 with a differential of +3. That is quite literally the minimum that it takes to be 3-0. You can't be 3-0 without less than that.
Hey, honestly, props to them for winning those one score games.
Hey, those are not easy to win. You got to win those. Yeah. Those are big. They count the same in the win column. Those are big. Oh man. I don't even know who else who do we even pivot to talk to? Oh, you know what? I do want to talk one thing. The Atlanta Braves picked up Chris Sale. And it just works.
I mean, did we think that wasn't going to work?
No, we didn't. But it just works. And that's, you know, and it's just mean.
Yeah.
It's just rude.
I feel like.
Just rude of him to do.
I mean, Jared Kelenic just being good all of a sudden again.
Also, like, just.
Yeah. I feel like that's something we knew was going to happen.
Rude. Yeah, just rude for them to do that to everybody.
He doesn't have a home run yet, but he does have a 1.6 OPS in 3 games. Which,
yeah, he's their nine hitter, by the way.
I know. Dude, the Braves lineup, if Kelenic clicks, that lineup is disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's already disgusting, but this is, like, next level disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's. What a group.
You know what is really sad? Royce Lewis, man. That dude has so much potential.
Come on. I need him to play more.
He can't stay healthy, man.
I know.
Opening day hits a mammoth home run. Everyone's like, oh, Royce Lewis is here, right? Like, he was legit. Like, he kind of had his moments last postseason. And then his second at bat, he gets a single, and running first to third, he like rolls his ankle or something.
Yep. And then, like, well, yeah, then I think he's officially, it's like a strained quad is what he's out for. Yeah, but
strained quad. It's like, bro, what if, are we doing,
if
man?
If the Twins could have Buxton, Correa, and Royce Lewis actually just play healthy the whole season, they'd be incredible. But they can't.
Yeah, dude.
They just can't do it.
Buxton and Royce Lewis might be two of the biggest, like, what if guys in MLB. Like, what if they were healthy?
Royce Lewis is a little more of a new kind of addition to that list, but Buxton for sure. Yeah. Because Buxton
for sure.
If Buxton played 162, he might have multiple MVPs. Like,
dude, I want you to look up Royce Lewis's stats though. Like,
no,
Royce Lewis is
for sure. Royce Lewis is really good, but like in just his MLB stats,
So Royce Lewis in MLB has had 260 at bats.
Yeah.
So he's barely played.
Yeah.
313 batting average, 934 OPS.
Oh, yeah.
His OPS plus is 154. Dude is so good when he's on the field.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's literally, like, elite.
Yeah.
He's only 24, too. Wow.
Yeah, he's young. That's why I'm saying he's a newer addition to that. He's a newer addition to that if he's healthy question. Because Byron Buxton hasn't played 100 games since 2017. And yet, whenever he's out there, he's typically doing it. So,
I mean, Royce Lewis debuted in 2022 and has played 71 games. He played 12 games as a rookie, 58 last year, and one this year. Like, dude, if Royce Lewis, dude, there's got to be some questions about that medical staff.
What is
to
happening?
Go from Buxton to Royce Lewis? Like,
yeah,
maybe they need to look inwards.
And Correa.
Yeah, well, Correa, his health concerns are league-wide.
Yeah. He had multiple medical staffs go, dude, no.
Dude, your ankle looks like a piece of wood.
What is happening here?
But, yeah, man, I really want Royce Lewis to put it together, but I guess it is what it is. Let's see, what else in baseball happens? Murphy went on the injured list for the Braves, Sean Murphy. So
yeah.
That's not great. Unlucky. But he'll be back early on. Like, that's something the Braves of all teams can deal with.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the only other, there's not a ton of, like, other, like, huge major storylines. Orioles got off to a really good start. Love to see it. Corbin Burns had a heck of a first
Jackson Holliday needs to be in Baltimore. Dude, it's just one of those, like, classic, like, oh, they're lying with what he needed to do. Is like, oh, we need to see him get some more at bats versus lefty pitching. He goes to AAA, his first at bat against a left-handed pitcher, takes the dude deep. It's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And like you said, Corbin Burns, like,
Corbin Burns, man.
Nasty. Dude. Like,
good.
I don't know what kind of money the new ownership in Baltimore's got, and I don't know their willingness to spend.
Give it to them.
But like, if the Baltimore Orioles want to be like, hey, like, we're not, this new ownership could like really be like, hey, we're not like the old ownership, we're gonna spend some money here, this is Corbin Burns is the guy you start with if you're Baltimore.
100%. Yeah, I mean, like, he looked really good. Grayson Rodriguez looked really good as well.
Yes.
Tyler Wells looked fine. He's got hit around a little bit, but he still gutted out six innings. See, nothing wrong with that. Still haven't seen most of their bullpen, I think. So we'll see how that goes, because they are still going to be obviously without really, really good closer Felix Bautista for a while. They do have Craig Kimbrell, but he has not played yet. So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, so far, Orioles looking very good. Yankees looking very good.
Frankie Montas had a very good first start in Cincinnati, too. And I feel like that's something cool to point out, because he's kind of someone who had a lot of hype going to New York when he signed with the Yankees. And everybody was like, what is he? And like, we just like haven't seen him play. since you went to New York. Like, right. I feel like I haven't heard Frankie Montas' name in
he
so
kind
long.
Of disappeared for everybody's room. Well, because New York, he didn't pitch that much for
hurt.
The Yankees.
Yeah, he was just
hurt for most of the time.
Yeah. And when he was pitching, he wasn't very effective, but goes to Cincinnati, like, randomly, I think he got, like, 1 year, $15 million, and everyone was kind of like, whoa, Montas got $15 million? Like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, wait a minute.
And, hey, he gets named opening day starter, 6 innings pitched, 4 punchies, 4 hits, otherwise clean.
You take those.
No walks. Like, dude, for Cincinnati, like, they'll definitely take that because their lineup can hit. Like, if Montas can truly be an ace, like the Yankees thought they were getting when they traded for him, like, I don't know. I love that move for Cincinnati.
Yeah. I mean, dude, speaking of that Cincinnati lineup hitting prospect Nick Martini.
Yeah.
Getting it done, dude.
He's like an old prospect.
Well, yeah, I guess. He's been around for a long time. Not a lot of MLB. Not a lot of MLB time.
Yeah.
Long time prospect, I guess.
Yeah, he's been up and down over the course of the last, since 2018, he first debuted with the A's. Up and down, but finally settles in with the Reds, and he had a heck of an opening.
He had a great opening weekend.
Yeah, and I mean, dude, if they're getting that, he's like batting near the bottom of the lineup more often than not. Like, yeah, he was batting the 8-hole opening day when he hit the 2 bombs, so they got a lot of young talent. I mean, Candelario, they signed, gave all that money to. Encarnacion Strand is like one of their top prospects. Ellie De La Cruz, of course. Spencer Steer, really underrated. Matt McClain got hurt for them. He's on the 60-day IL, but he was like a star for them last year.
Yeah.
Shout out the Reds. I'm still buying their hype.
Still buying in? All right.
I'm still buying in.
Nothing wrong with that.
Saw nothing to change my views on them.
Fair.
Should we look at the future schedule? What's coming up?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, let me pull up the baseball schedule. I know Giants Dodgers this week. You always love when you have some Giants Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, some big series. Obviously, Toronto's going to be in Houston. That'll be a good one. That should be a great series. Obviously, Houston looking to bounce back because you gotta.
Ooh, Diamondbacks Yankees. That'll be fun.
That will be a good one. D-backs have looked good. Obviously, you drop 14 runs on somebody in one inning, you're going to feel nice about that.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, the Battle of America's team's back?
Cleveland-Seattle, yeah. Get that one again. I mean, there's a couple of definite, like, this team has to bounce back kind of things.
Whoa. The Pirates are playing the Nationals. They can stay undefeated.
They could stay undefeated. That is true.
Whoa.
Boy. But I guess the ones that I'm interested in, kind of the are you good checks. Chicago gets to be hosting the Rockies, the Cubs. So Cubs, Rockies.
If they're good, they should beat.
If they're good, you should be cleaning up.
Win the series.
Right?
You should. Well, it's hard to sweep. Baseball is a crazy game. It's
tough
to
sweep,
but you should win the series.
You should be doing your job against those teams. I'm also really interested in Baltimore versus Kansas City. What's that look like?
I mean, Baltimore should dominate. Bobby Witt Jr. I didn't mention him. That dude is.
Bobby Witt Jr. is good. But I'm hot on the Royals. I think the Royals are real good, and I think that could be a very interesting series. That's one that, you know, could maybe surprise some people.
Reds, Phillies, it's kind of a heat check for the Reds. Like, how legit are you?
If
you want to be legit, you got to play a team like the Phillies hard.
Absolutely. Love those. How bad are you? Angels and Marlins. Hey, speaking of the Marlins, I can't believe that. I didn't. Dude, we had Sixto Sanchez pitched a major league. He was in a major league game. Sixto Sanchez and alert.
What happened in that game?
Doesn't matter. Irrelevant.
Oh, okay.
Irrelevant. He's real, and he plays baseball, which is insane that we've gotten here. Yeah, he's...
Cardinals, Padres, that'll be good. But continue with Sixto.
Sorry, I just...
Understand.
This is important, all right?
I understand. There's
this
a few priorities.
This dude disappeared off the face of the earth for a long time, and everyone...
We made more than one joke about it on this podcast.
I know. But he's back, all right? And he has pitched 3 whole major league innings, and that's important.
It's a shame he's only the second player to come back from being dead, because, you know, you still have Eloy Jimenez.
You do still have Eloy. That is true. Yeah, yeah, Eloy. The difference there is
one was actually dead.
No, the difference there is that when Eloy went down, it was like the organization treated him as actually dead. When Sixto disappeared, I think it baffled literally everybody. Even the Marlins were like, we don't know where he went.
Yeah, he's just AFK.
He just kind of disappeared. I mean, this is a dude
AFU away from universe.
he popped up randomly in the COVID season and then just went away. Sixto is still rookie eligible this year. And he pitched in the 2020 season. So
dude,
insane.
That is so crazy, man.
Is that not incredible? Dude, Sixto's this is the thing about Sixto Sanchez, and I, because Sixto was super hype coming up when he first showed up in the Marlins system. He was technically in the Philly system before then. He played a little bit of rookie ball before that. And you had him show up. His first rookie ball was when he was 16. So he was playing professional, like, rookie ball when he was 16 years old in 2015. And pops up in the Marlins system in 2019 and was like, oh, this guy's got some stuff. And then goes up double A in 2019, shows up in 2020, pitches some major league ball, and then he's just gone.
Yeah, no, that's,
which is weird. It was the wildest thing. And so, hey, boy's got a 0 ERA right now.
Love that.
Dicto Sanchez rookie of the year. All right,
so something we need to talk about that's been a major issue across baseball this week.
Okay.
Is the strike zone.
Dude, oh, it's so bad. It's been bad.
It's rough. And while I'm kind of on the fully automatic strike zone topic.
Bring it back. Bring it in.
I'm not necessarily all the way there. I think I could be. I understand the use of it. I think they're still messing around with the zone. And, like, I want them to perfect that kind of system before they implement it. Because that one, like, what defines the zone exactly, and like all the, like, is it going to call, be more lenient to up high or down low? That's been like a big issue with it. But what definitely needs to exist is what they're doing in AAA, where you can challenge a pitch.
Yes.
And they review it and you know the answer within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
There's
honestly
no reason.
That's all we need.
We're taking. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's no reason we're seeing like strikes right down the middle, not called. We're seeing like pitches way outside rang up as strike three way too much. Like, allow a batter to be like, hey, I didn't strike out. That wasn't a strike.
That was
not
a strike.
And it takes 10 seconds? Like, what are we doing? Why is that not a thing already?
There were a couple bad ones. The ones that I was showing last two was, dude, Savali pitching against the Jays, and there were a couple of strikeouts called that were just straight up 6 inches outside, like not even close. Which,
beyond that, shout out Savali too. He had a pretty good debut.
He had a good start.
The,
other than
Rays.
That, other than that, he was actually.
I mean, he
good.
Definitely got some help, but his stuff was moving. It was looking good.
Absolutely. The other one was in that Braves game. Holy, that was robbery against Fried. Max Fried, and that inning ended up getting really bad too. But on a two strike pitch, and I mean middle, like like did not miss at all, like as middle fastball as it gets, just about ball. I'm sorry,
that one makes no sense.
Yeah, like
because like sometimes on those ones you see like the catcher gets crossed up and they like weren't expecting a fastball, so they're like kind of flailing at it, or like they drop it, or like sometimes you see it happen where the catcher was doing some weird stuff.
Yeah, this was
here.
No, this was like that's where he was expecting it.
They were trying to throw a high fastball for a strike, and just
no, not allowed.
And like Max Fried was kind of having a rough start anyways, and that's just such a punch in the gut.
Yeah, it is. It's ones like that that are just, it's just gross that it even is allowed to happen. Like, I hate it. It's so bad. Yeah, those are the ones for sure that, like, those have got to get fixed. Because they're just bad.
Yeah.
They're just definitely really, not good really for the game bad. Of baseball. Yeah, I want to see if I can find it. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, I found the Max Fried one. It was 98, like, right across the middle.
No, no, yeah, I'm, here's the, so the MLB, like, K-Zone, like, image thing, mm-hmm. and, like, you can see it just six, called ball, and it's
seeing
just...
Seeing a green dot in the middle of the zone is just horrendous.
It's absurd. Like, it is in the, yeah, like, yeah, it's...
It's in the upper middle...
yeah, so if you've got the nine, you know, like quadrant yeah. thing or whatever, but it's in the upper third, but more towards the middle than the top of the zone. Like it yeah. is,
it's middle up.
It
it's
is middle. It is right there, and it is a four seam fastball. It yeah. didn't. It's no movement.
It was pretty
middle
straight.
Plate. Yeah. Like, dude, that cannot happen. That can't happen,
rough, man.
Yeah, give me robo umps or give me challenges on pitches, please.
At least challenges. Like
please.
Going from nothing to full robo ump would be quite a change. Like
yeah,
insane.
I mean it would be quite a change, but
at
so
least
was
go with challenges.
You know, so was a pitch clock, right? And that
yeah, I guess so.
Went
I get,
really well.
I get your point.
But
I get your point.
Yeah, give me that, please. Make it happen. I'm tired.
Yeah, man.
I'm tired of seeing those happen. It's just. Just obnoxious to see that kind of bad call. Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Anything else happen around baseball? I mean, we only have four games to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lighter kind of slate of stuff to talk about.
But
we
are pumped. Baseball is back. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Any teams that we have not talked about at all? Cardinals look kind of weird. Not great.
Dude, actually, I want to talk about their shortstop, Mason Wynn. Is that the guy with the cannon? I think that's his name. Mason.
Are you talking about the...
Yeah, the shortstop, Mason Wynn. He's the Cardinals shortstop. He's a rookie.
Oh, yes.
He's the guy who shows throws like absolute missiles
yes.
across the field.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, he turned a double play yesterday. And they were playing the Dodgers, so I think they rolled up Ohtani.
Mm.
And, dude... Ohtani's flying down the line, and like when the throw goes
slow.
To yeah when the throw goes from because it was hit to the second baseman, he threw it across to the shortstop Wynn. Dude, when Wynn's getting that ball and about to throw, it's like, okay, like I don't know if he's gonna be able to make this, and he throws a laser and guns him, and I was like, oh, like that's
oh.
that's legit. Let me find the video, because like the camera struggles to keep up.
Mm.
Like it was impressive, and I'm trying to find it. I think this is it.
Yeah. Otherwise,
yeah, I found it.
Otherwise, for the Cardinals, though, offensively has been tragic. Everybody not named Paul Goldschmidt has been not good. So
yeah, playing against the Dodgers, that's gonna happen,
right? And so but, yeah, at that level, it's like, okay, yeah, it is against the Dodgers, but still. You got to do something. You gotta get a hit.
Dude, the funny thing about this double play I was talking about, the pitch is thrown at 89.9 miles per hour. The shortstop's throw was 90.7 miles per hour. So the shortstop threw it to first harder than the pitcher threw it. That's hilarious. But this is the same dude in that Futures All-Star game last year threw like 100 miles per hour across the diamond. Ooh. Like he just has a cannon of an arm and he's playing short. So it's always fun. Like I love watching a dude with just crazy arm strength because of the things they do, like the runners they'll challenge, and just like, oh, so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, I will say on the topic of the Dodgers, because we talked very briefly, because the Dodgers played their intro two-game set in Korea, and Yamamoto didn't look great. He got kind of bat around a little bit. Against St. Louis, though, oh no. He is lights out. Oh no.
He looked
different.
Every penny of that money.
Yeah. It was definitely one of those like, oh no. That's what we expected from him. Where yeah, he went five innings, only gave up a couple of hits. He was kind of pitch count limited. They pulled him at 68 pitches. He definitely, I think, could have pitched more. But I think that
Save the arm.
I think just saving the arm early, super early in the season. And I want to say they were winning that game super handedly, which is I think why they pulled him.
The Dodgers have no reason to be pushing their pitch starters, honestly. Like, they can let the bullpen do some heavy lifting.
I know that was not the game I was thinking of. They were only up 2-0 when they pulled him. But and then they ended up losing that game because they're because their bullpen. But either way, looked lights out. Also, Glasnow has looked lights out, but you know, you expect it's Tyler Glasnow.
You expected it. You kind of expected. The only thing you're worried about with Glasnow is how long will he look like?
How long? Yeah, how many of the, how many starts are you going to get out of him?
And I mean, he puts together a fully healthy season. I think a Cy Young is well within reason.
Definitely in that conversation. Man, let's see other teams. Rangers look good. Dude,
Langford, the rookie.
Wyatt Langford looks good.
Adding, that's crazy that, like, coming up as, I mean, I know he was, like, the number three, number four prospect in baseball.
Yeah, he's super high ranked prospect, but still,
we were expecting
I mean,
it, but that's insane.
Dude also, immediately caught stride.
Yeah, something else that's crazy to me that I just found out is, like, you know how the MLB and the new PA, they added the rules to, like, incentivize calling up prospects? If you give there's like a little trend lately where you sign a prospect to a contract before they hit the majors. It's kind of become a little trend. A couple guys have done it. Those players are ineligible for the like draft pick compensation for calling up rookies, which I feel like is horrible because you're incentivizing teams to not like. If those, so like Jackson Chourio on the Brewers and Colt Keith on the Tigers, both were signed like long-term deals for like, they were like 8 years, $70 million type deals.
Yeah, they signed super long deals for their teams.
Yeah, but you buy out their arbitration and like 1 year of free agency, it makes sense. And like for the players, like you're getting guaranteed called up and you're getting guaranteed the money.
Right.
Like it makes sense.
It's a no-brainer. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, why are you not rewarding the team? Like, why, or not that you need to reward teams by default for that, but like if Jackson Chourio, or Chourio, did I say that right? I think so. He's on the Brewers. Anyways, I think it's Chourio. I don't think there's an S at the limit. Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter. Young center fielder for the Brewers. If he wins Rookie of the Year, the Brewers don't get any draft picks. But if Wyatt Langford wins Rookie of the Year, the Rangers will get draft picks. It's like they're both rookies. Like,
yeah,
what does it matter that the Brewers are giving money?
So strange.
Yeah, but shout out Langford. Even Chourio. Chourio had a pretty good opening series. He's only 20 years old.
Wild.
And they already gave him like $70 million. And the dude had a stolen base. He's getting on base, looking very good in center field. Or he's been playing some right for them. But so hopefully he's a star. I mean, I hope all these rookies. The game's more fun when there's like young kids just like being super athletic on the baseball field.
Yes, absolutely. It's always good when, obviously, like, you know, you love seeing the guys who have had the long careers still,
solid success,
still playing out, like still getting it done. But yeah, if there is no young turnover, it gets scary. You're like, oh no, there's got
young players.
You need young players,
dude. They'll leave it on the field. Like, not that a veteran, but like most veterans aren't gonna like be diving for stuff in April, but like the rookies will be, unless you're Bryce Harper. I mean, he's diving into dugouts for balls he can't even catch.
Yeah, balls that hit the netting.
Dude, actually, like, Wilmer Flores did, like, that today, too. He was, like, reaching for a ball and, like, reached extra and just, like, fell into the Padres dugout head first. I'm like, dude, we are in March. What are we doing?
Calm down, dude.
Yeah.
You do not need to go this hard right now.
Dude, yeah, like, the Giants, like, trainers are running from their dugout to the Padres dugout. I mean, luckily, he just, like, cut his finger and bruised his shoulder, but, like, oh, man, that could have been way worse. Yeah. Well, do you got anything else?
I don't think so. I mean, just pumped to get our first full, like, true week of baseball underway, where we actually get, you know, a couple of series for each team. Just good stuff.
Man, I just came across a gem of a video. I did not realize how much Nolan Gorman bat flips pop outs. But oh my, this guy launches his bat on some pop outs, and I am having, like, there's enough for this compilation of them. I am enjoying this.
That's funny.
But other than that, wonderful first week of baseball. Indeed. Excited to have baseball back in our life. And Noah should be joining us next week.
All is right.
All is right. All will be right. And I'm very happy with that. And until next time.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.